Listen to God's Word for May 16. Today's reading includes 2 Samuel 18 and Psalms 26, 40, 58, and 61. May God bless this reading of His Word. Second Samuel 18. Then David reviewed his troops and appointed over them commanders of hundreds and of thousands. He sent out the troops, a third under Joab, a third under Joab's brother Abishai, son of Zeruiah, and a third under Ittai the Gittite. And the king said to the troops, "I will surely march out with you as well." But the people pleaded, "You must not go out. For if we have to flee, they will pay no attention to us. Even if half of us die, they will not care. But you are worth 10,000 of us. It is better for now if you support us from the city." "I will do whatever seems best to you," the king replied. So he stood beside the gate while all the troops marched out by hundreds and by thousands. Now the king had commanded Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, "Treat the young man Absalom gently for my sake." And all the people heard the king's orders to each of the commanders regarding Absalom. So David's army marched into the field to engage Israel in the battle, which took place in the forest of Ephraim. There the people of Israel were defeated by David's servants, and the slaughter was great that day, 20,000 men. The battle spread over the whole countryside, and that day the forest devoured more people than the sword. Now Absalom was riding on his mule when he met the servants of David, and as the mule went under the thick branches of a large oak, Absalom's head was caught fast in the tree. The mule under him kept going, so that he was suspended in midair. When one of the men saw this, he told Joab, "I just saw Absalom hanging in an oak tree." "You just saw him?" Joab exclaimed. "Why did you not strike him to the ground right there? I would have given you 10 shekels of silver and a warrior's belt." The man replied, "Even if 1,000 shekels of silver were weighed out into my hands, I would not raise my hand against the son of the king. For we heard the king command you and Abishai and Ittai, 'Protect the young man Absalom for my sake.' If I had jeopardized my own life, and nothing is hidden from the king, you would have abandoned me." But Joab declared, "I am not going to wait like this with you." And he took 3 spears in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was still alive in the oak tree. And 10 young men who carried Joab's armor surrounded Absalom, struck him, and killed him. Then Joab blew the ram's horn, and the troops broke off their pursuit of Israel because Joab had restrained them. They took Absalom, cast him into a large pit in the forest, and piled a huge mound of stones over him. Meanwhile, all the Israelites fled, each to his home. During his lifetime, Absalom had set up for himself a pillar in the king's valley, for he had said, "I have no son to preserve the memory of my name." So he gave the pillar his name, and to this day it is called Absalom's Monument. Then Ahimaaz, son of Zadok, said, "Please let me run and tell the king the good news that the Lord has avenged him of his enemies." But Joab replied, "You are not the man to take good news today. You may do it another day, but you must not do so today, because the king's son is dead." So Joab said to a Cushite, "Go tell the king what you have seen." The Cushite bowed to Joab and took off running. Ahimaaz, son of Zadok, however, persisted and said to Joab, "Regardless of whatever may happen, please let me also run behind the Cushite." "My son," Joab replied, "why do you want to run since you will not receive a reward?" "No matter what, I want to run," he replied. Then run, Joab told him. So Ahimaaz ran by way of the plain and outran the Cushite. Now David was sitting between the two gates when the watchman went up to the roof of the gateway by the wall, looked out, and saw a man running alone. So he called out and told the king. If he is alone, the king replied, he bears good news. As the first runner drew near, the watchman saw another man running, and he called out to the gatekeeper, look, another man is running alone. This one also brings good news, said the king. The watchman said, the first man appears to me to be running like Ahimaaz, son of Zadok. This is a good man, said the king. He comes with good news. Then Ahimaaz called out to the king, all is well, and he bowed face down before the king. He continued, blessed be the Lord your God. He has delivered up the men who raised their hands against my lord the king. The king asked, is the young man Absalom all right? And Ahimaaz replied, when Joab sent the king's servant and your servant, I saw a great tumult, but I do not know what it was. Move aside, said the king, and stand here. So he stepped aside. Just then the Cushite came and said, may my lord the king hear the good news. Today the Lord has avenged you of all who rose up against you. The king asked the Cushite, is the young man Absalom all right? And the Cushite replied, may what has become of the young man happen to the enemies of my lord the king and to all who rise up against you to harm you. The king was shaken and went up to the gate chamber and wept. And as he walked, he cried out, O my son Absalom, my son Absalom! If only I had died instead of you, O Absalom, my son, my son! Psalm 26 of David. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and mind. For your loving devotion is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor keep company with hypocrites. I hate the mob of evildoers, and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence, that I may go about your altar, O Lord, to raise my voice in thanksgiving, and declare all your wonderful works. O Lord, I love the house where you dwell, the place where your glory resides. Do not take my soul away with sinners, or my life with men of bloodshed, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. But I will walk with integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the congregations I will bless the Lord. Psalm 40. For the choir master, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He lifted me up from the pit of despair, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and made my footsteps firm. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust, who has not turned to the proud, nor to those who lapse into falsehood. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, and the plans you have for us. None can compare to you. If I proclaim and declare them, they are more than I can count. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. Behold, I do not seal my lips, as you, O Lord, do know. I have not covered up your righteousness in my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and salvation. I have not concealed your loving devotion and faithfulness from the great assembly. O Lord, do not withhold your mercy from me. Your loving devotion and faithfulness will always guard me. For evils without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me so that I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart has failed within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Hurry, O Lord, to help me. May those who seek my life be ashamed and confounded. May those who wish me harm be repelled and humiliated. May those who say to me, "Aha, aha," be appalled at their own shame. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, "The Lord be magnified." But I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my helper and deliverer. O my God, do not delay. Psalm 58, for the choir master, to the tune of "Do Not Destroy," a miktam of David. Do you indeed speak justly, O rulers? Do you judge uprightly, O sons of men? No, in your hearts you devise injustice. With your hands you mete out violence on the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. The liars go astray from birth. Their venom is like the venom of a snake, like a cobra that shuts its ears, refusing to hear the tune of the charmer who skillfully weaves his spell. O God, shatter their teeth in their mouths. O Lord, tear out the fangs of the lions. May they vanish like water that runs off. When they draw the bow, may their arrows be blunted. Like a slug that dissolves in its slime, like a woman's stillborn child, may they never see the sun. Before your pots can feel the burning thorns, whether green or dry, he will sweep them away. The righteous will rejoice when they see they are avenged. They will wash their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then men will say, "There is surely a reward for the righteous. There is surely a God who judges the earth." Psalm 61, for the choir master, with stringed instruments, of David. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call out to you whenever my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a tower of strength against the enemy. Let me dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you have heard my vows, O God. You have given me the inheritance reserved for those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life. May his years span many generations. May he sit enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your loving devotion and your faithfulness to guard him. Then I will ever sing praise to your name and fulfill my vows day by day. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.